Hey, this is Ross.
This is Jeremy.
And before we start the episode, we just want to give you guys some updates.
Announcements. Not new movie review 2020.
I mean, brand new decade, brand new podcast.
Brand new me, brand right. new you.
Yeah. Brand first new... announcement.
Yes.
Is that...
What is our first announcement?
I already forgot.
We overhauled the Patreon.
All the tiers have been updated. We are starting a bonus podcast once a month, the new movie review.
Yes.
Where we see one movie, new movie. It doesn't have to be related to these that we cover.
But that's also where we're going to... We like the new movies that we do cover based on our past actors, that's where those will go.
Yes. And this episode, Jumanji, will be the last new movie that is on our main feed. Yeah.
Yes. The first new movie in the secondary feed will be
What did you say?
The first new movie in the secondary feed
will be Bad Boys for Life.
That's right.
Yes.
So, please, but they get access to that with any tier, right?
Yep, so with the Patreon, we have new tiers. We have a tier that's $1 and then we have all the way up to $20.
But they're more symbolic than anything.
Yeah, they're all the same.
You get the same things, but access to the
your name goes in the description, and you get access to the bonus podcast.
Bonus.
Yeah. Which I guess, you know, I mean, Bad Boys 3 will be up there this month, January.
Yeah, there you go.
So, starting it off. You got to get in there.
Yeah, before. You want to listen to us talk about Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
Fucking give us money.
And the last update we have, this is big.
Audio.
Huge boom. Update. We are on... Spotify.
Oh, yes.
People have been begging for it.
Yes, we're on Spotify.
Knocking on my door.
No
3 a.m.
No
3
longer on SoundCloud.
hey, Spotify, where'd you...
They just send me threatening voicemails where they breathe deeply and they say, get on Spotify.
And they just hang up.
I'm going to kill your family. And I go, oh.
Now, there's a few caveats with this.
No SoundCloud.
Because we're on Spotify now, we switched providers. So, SoundCloud, we're only going to have... We're going to have our whole catalog on there up until February 20th or
SoundCloud,
something, like mid-February.
As far as I'm concerned, SoundCloud is fucking dead to me.
Wow. Okay.
They didn't. What did they do for me?
Well, we got a lot of plays from
That's
SoundCloud.
True.
So, we're still going to put up our most recent episode on SoundCloud.
Yes.
But... The whole catalog will not be there.
No.
After mid-February.
So please, if you listen exclusively through SoundCloud, I encourage you to maybe try out Spotify, maybe try out iTunes podcast,
or
maybe just go to Audioboom. I've heard it's a great site, you know?
You can listen right on Audioboom?
Right on Audioboom.
Okay, there you go.
I'm assuming they have an app.
Yeah, probably.
I'm assuming. We should have looked into this.
But, yeah.
But not, you know?
SoundCloud, mid-February.
If you have any requests, like... If you use Stitcher, you want us to get on Stitcher, Ross can do that.
iHeartRadio.
There was another one.
Yeah. Google Podcasts automatic. It's
you
on
want
there.
Us just to send you a direct sound link in
why
your
they,
email?
Why are these people that don't have iPhones, why are they asking for Spotify? They have Google Podcasts. It's on there.
It is?
It's always been on there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. What the fuck's your problem? Jesus Christ.
Anyway. All right, should we do the episode now?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's talk some Jew 2.
Some Jew 2? That doesn't sound good.
Oh, no.
Technically Jew 3, but... Jumon 3.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Everyone keeps counting it as, like, this new series, but it's the third entry in the
Jumon
franchise.
Well, it doesn't have any bearing on the old one.
It's the same board
Kirsten
game.
Kirsten Dunst hasn't...
It's the same board game.
What do you mean board? I haven't seen a board game in this
series.
What's
the board game turned into a video game? Were you not paying attention during Welcome to the Jungle?
No, I was, but the board game, what's that?
It's the same thing.
All right. Anyway.
Maybe if we ever do Kirsten Dunst, we'll review the first movie.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. Jumanji, the next level. Anyway, we saw this a month ago.
We did.
Day after Christmas.
We did. We saw this together.
Yeah. Some would say Boxing Day.
That's what it is called in Canada.
We fought each other and then went to the theater. Anyway, how was it?
How was this movie?
How was your theater experience?
The theater experience? We went together.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was kind of chilly that day.
No, we didn't get any snacks.
We sat in the bottom, like the second row.
Yeah.
The second row in.
Theater was pretty
It was, well, it's the week of Christmas. Kids mm-hmm. are off. Family's visiting. Mm-hmm. And what better movie to see than Jumanji?
Oh, yeah, it's Jumanji.
Jumanji is, that's what Danny DeVito calls it.
The audience, we had a pretty good audience.
They were fucking
hard. They were into it.
My audience for Jumanji The Next Level was more into the movie than my audience for Rise of Skywalker. I don't think it's because of the movie, but I think this audience, they were just fucking, they were ready. They were ready to watch The Rock and Kevin Hart Jack Black.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. It was great.
Got a weird taste in my mouth.
I guess we should get right into the movie.
Yeah, so what I think of the movie.
Well, this one picks up right where the last one kind of left off.
A little bit. Same group of kids, you know.
They're in college.
Yeah.
Now,
as all kids do, you know.
Instead of high school.
Yeah, which they looked like college kids in the first one.
Right. But in this one, let's see, the main one played by the...
The Naked Brothers.
The Naked Brothers.
Alex Wolf. No, is it... It's not Nat Wolf. It's Alex Wolf.
Yeah.
Arguably the more talented Wolf.
He's going to like NYU. He doesn't fit in. Yeah. So we go, he...
Arguably the most talented
Wolf. He's actually... So in this one, he... Since he was The Rock in the first one, he feels inferior in the real world now.
I mean, to be fair... If you were The Rock for a day and then you go back to this.
Right.
I might add, you're looking stylish today.
Oh, thank you.
It's the same thing you wore yesterday. But.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
How'd I like it? I mean, I'll start right off the bat. I don't think it's as fun as the first one.
I think the plot...
It's too convoluted, I think.
I actually think there's not enough.
Not enough.
I think the plot was a lot thinner in this one than in the first one. This was just, you know, more of Jumanji, which is great.
What I will say is that when I watched Welcome to the Jungle, which I've seen twice, mm-hmm. I have fun the entire time, front to back. This one, I was actively waiting for it to end by, like, the final act.
Really?
Like, I was like, finally, we made it to the final.
Well, that's
finale.
The thing. They have...
I didn't know how they were going to surprise me anymore.
Who was the bad guy? I forget.
The guy who played the Hound on Game of Thrones.
Yes. Now, I would say he was only in... 5% of the movie.
He's no Bobby Cannavale.
There was no, like, the first one was very much like there was this the group versus man, you know, storyline, and then there was also the element of group versus environment. In this one, it was mostly just group versus environment. There was no
the villains
bad,
are.
Like, they meet the villains at the end, and then they just have, like, a fight, and then it's
and
over.
And they just repeat, which I guess... And I don't think it even does, like, the first... God damn it. The previous movie, I think, does a great job of using video game mechanics mm-hmm. as part of the plot and the storytelling. This one, I think... This one doesn't even pay as much attention to the lives as the last one. Mm. Like, they're just losing lives, like, left and right, and, like...
Right, and then you think they set it up in a way that's, like... Because they have to explain it to not only the audience, like, if they see this one, first or whatever.
They have to explain it because Danny DeVito and Danny Glover, two older characters, get transported into the game.
So that's their reasoning for explaining it again.
Which another big difference in this movie is they're all, almost everyone except for Karen Gillan, the girl who goes into Karen Gillan's bodies mm-hmm. are all in different characters.
Yeah. Which is a fun...
It's a fun twist.
That's a fun twist.
Yes.
But then they make it weird later. But... let's start off with the plot of this movie, which is, as the gang returned to Jumanji. What?
Can you even name any of the kids other than Spencer?
Fridge.
Oh, Fridge. Oh, yes.
There you go.
Bethany. Then what's the redheaded girl's name?
We don't know.
I don't know. Arguably, probably the coolest character.
As the gang returned to Jumanji to rescue one of their own. Spencer went back in the game because he was feeling inferior like he is. They discover that nothing is as they expect. The players will have to brave parts unknown and unexplored in order to escape the world's most dangerous game.
Which we didn't even off the bat, we didn't explain why we're talking about this movie.
We covered the first
one. It's got our boy in it.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. The Rock. I mean, the Rock Johnson.
He was the inspiration why we covered the first one.
Yeah. I just wanted to make it clear. That's, you know, we're talking about our boy. You know? We got to make sure we wrap back around, you know.
So, yeah. I mean,
It's I don't know. What is there to say about this movie?
It's fun.
It's serviceable fun.
They added new elements. They added snow, desert.
Danny DeVito. Danny Clover.
I thought that this one was a lot more personal, I think.
Had more of a heart to it.
Well, Danny Glover story. I don't like how it ended, but...
Yeah, he turns into a... Spoiler alert, turns into a flying horse and flies away.
Yeah.
Well, we find out that there's a horse... Well, I don't know. This is where it gets... I feel like it's too convoluted that there's like...
Bethany
doesn't go into the game at first, the blonde girl, and then she ends up going into a horse, and then they switch characters. Danny Glover...
So the switching characters thing. That's okay if there was like some meaning to it, but there's like no meaning to it. They do it and then they just automatically reverse it.
That whole scene where Jack Black and Karen Gillan keep switching bodies.
Yeah.
You could cut that out entirely.
Yes, entirely.
I have no use for that.
Because you would think, because the whole thing is that they didn't go into the same
characters
as before. So they find this tree in the middle of this town. And if you eat the fruit on it, is that what they did?
So they get electrocuted.
Oh, okay.
By the water or some shit.
So then they switch bodies back to what they were in the first movie. They're like, oh, this is great. And then they immediately do the same exact thing and switch back. And it doesn't add anything to the plot.
I forget, does Spencer switch back into the Rock?
The only thing, yeah.
Who goes into Awkwafina? Oh, Danny DeVito goes into Awkwafina.
Yeah. Which Awkwafina's so good.
I fucking love Awkwafina. Yeah, she's amazing. I got to see The Farewell.
I think she got snubbed, right?
Yeah, she didn't get nominated.
Yeah, I mean...
She won a Golden Globe.
I heard it's really good.
I've heard it's really good. She's going to be in a Marvel movie, too. So.
Yeah.
So...
So, the only thing it sets up is later in the movie, they use it so that Alex Wolff can go back into Spencer.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be this big triumphant moment. Or go back into The Rock.
Yeah.
Back into Spencer. Smolder Bravestone. Smolder Bravestone. Finn Moosebar. Ruby Roundhouse. Mm-hmm. I can never remember Jack Black's name. It's something stupid.
And they all have a slightly different character.
Oh, yeah.
Abilities.
Like Jack Black's. Still sucks, but it's like
they got the DLC, basically. You know what I mean?
Which is a cool idea, I guess.
Yeah,
but like I'm trying to like wrap my head around the logistics of the game, which I guess is a stupid thing to do. Like, how does the game know? Since they already beat the first level, maybe the game knows that it's time for them to do the next level and they get sucked in again. I don't know. It's stupid to question because it's a mystical video.
I was just along for the ride.
Yeah, I will say
Kevin Hart.
He's funny
as Danny Glover.
It's hilarious.
Is amazing.
I mean, Kevin Hart has had to do some introspecting lately. You know, we weren't happy with him last year.
Right.
But I feel like you know he gives a fun performance.
And The Rock
as Danny DeVito.
Fucking Danny DeVito. Huh? Oh my God.
He's great. Those are They're a great duo. Those two playing off each other.
When we first saw, I think it was a year ago that we first saw the Instagram post of The Rock and Danny DeVito
black and white post
in like a conference room.
Who would have guessed
that The Rock would be taking in all his mannerisms and his like it was amazing.
But I feel like they're definitely. That's apparent. They were smart to make the emotional core of the movie in essence, because most of the movie it's The Rock and Kevin Hart is mm-hmm. Danny Glover and Danny DeVito.
Yeah,
because those two together, I mean, Central Intelligence, not a great movie.
Oh yeah,
they're fun together.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Jungle, they're fun together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if they did another movie, they haven't.
But so the storyline in this is that in real life, Danny DeVito, Danny Glover had a restaurant together.
Yes.
Danny Glover
retired
because they worked there forever.
Yeah, which I agree. If I I'm on
Danny Glover's side. I also agree. Yeah. So he retired, left Danny DeVito by himself,
and he resents him for it.
And he had to sell the restaurant.
Yes.
So, oh geez, there's a fly. So, oh my God, this the game is coming alive.
Jesus.
So then, so yeah, he like resents him for life. And then why does he show up at his house? That part I forget.
Because he wants to talk to him because he knows he's going to die soon.
That's it.
He has cancer.
Then they get sucked into the game. And
shenanigans ensue.
Yeah, they're mad at each other in the game still.
After they figure out everything out. Yeah.
Now, the wasting lives thing, here's the thing. So they set it up like they go through the whole, like, if you die, you got three lives, whatever, rehash that whole thing. They set it up to where Danny Glover has one life left throughout the whole movie. And you would think, as a storyteller, you would think that he would use that last life to sacrifice himself for Danny DeVito.
See, I kind of like...
But instead, he turns into a goddamn horse.
Turns into a Pegasus.
And just stays in the game forever.
I kind of like
that. That doesn't make any sense.
I kind of like that.
That's not good storytelling.
I think it's nice.
No.
I think it's nice.
You think he's going to come back in the next one then?
Think there's gonna make
or the horse is going to
You think they're going to make another one? Yeah. This one make a lot of money?
Well, I don't know. Let's find out. But I assume that's what would happen if...
Jumanji 4? How many Jumanjis are we going to get?
So this had a budget of $125 million. Opening weekend? We didn't go opening weekend.
We did not.
It made $60. And so far, I mean, today, worldwide, it's made $275.
So. Not as much. The first one was a much bigger hit. The first one hit a billion. Like the first one was like.
Well, I'm sure we talked about it. Let's just do a recap. Here, first one budget of $90 million. Is that a less? Is that a smaller budget or?
It's a smaller budget.
What was the budget on this one?
125.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, probably because they earned. They're like, hey, you know, this idea worked.
Definitely. Okay, so opening weekend made 39. And then, gross is 404.
Oh.
So, you know.
I thought it made more than that.
Oh, and you're right. You're right. That was only domestic. I don't know why they did that.
Worldwide
gross, 962.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, this one's got some catching up to do for sure.
I don't know. It truly, I feel like it.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so IMDb changed their breakdown of their budget and stuff. So the 275 is only the domestic.
How much is worldwide? How much is it made?
713.
That's okay. That's good. They'll probably make another one.
Yeah. See, but because at the end they end it with a the game comes into the real world like it does,
that's what I thought this one would be.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like it truly is hard to predict what audiences are going to like. Even if they like one movie, you make a sequel to it, they might be like, eh.
Well, I mean, that's the thing with, like, you know, I mean, it's very rare that the sequel is better than
the first one. I think that all audiences are dog shit, worthless monsters. You want to know why? Because Joker made $1 billion. Can you fathom that people collectively paid $1 billion to see Joker?
I didn't see it, and I got it for free.
So fucking upsetting.
So let's get into some trivia here.
I'm gonna start a podcast about how much I hate Joker. Sorry, go continue.
I don't even know this one trivia starts off with. Saw one of the fastest... Oh, okay, I understand. Saw one of the fastest turnarounds from filming to theatrical release for a major studio film.
Did.
Filming did not begin until February 2019 and wrapped 4 months later in May for a December release.
We were talking about that, how I said there's no way it makes Christmas. Well,
they
made
delivered.
Christmas.
They delivered. CGI and everything. What'd you think about the monkey scene?
I have no
idea. That was kind of
The big scene teased in the trailer.
The climax kind of.
That was kind of another thing about this movie is during a lot of the set pieces, I just kind of went numb. I don't know. I just don't think it's as fun as the first one. Like the first one, you got the valley with the elephants. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You got when Karen Gillan's beating up the dudes, you know.
Oh yeah.
The final action sequence in the dark in the jungle. That's cool. You know. Mm-hmm. This one, it's just like just a bunch of like, you know, fucking monkeys, you know, climbing on bridges. Mm. Got the ostrich. Why are there ostriches in the desert? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's why this one's more of a personal, I guess. You have to kind of take off that first layer. It's a kind of
movie that I forgot that I had seen it.
Because it's more about the relationship between Spencer and the redhead girl. I should probably figure out her name.
Yeah.
Please. Spencer and the redhead girl, who he had like a relationship with after the first movie, but they kind of drifted apart.
Because he felt inadequate.
Yeah.
That she only loved Smolder Bravestone, which...
Morgan Turner.
Morgan.
She played Martha.
Martha.
I've
yet to see these kids in anything else.
And then the Danny Glover, Danny DeVito thing.
I've seen Alex Wolff in other movies, of course. Like, he was in Hereditary.
Nat Wolff is, I think, the better
I think Wolf Alex brother. Wolf's better.
I don't know. Nat Wolff was in this movie that I saw. With he's been in a couple that I've seen.
Well, he's in that one with James Franco and Emma Roberts.
Yes, that's what I'm... He's Palo Alto.
Palo Alto. He's pretty good in that.
I got the book and the movie he's as in, a combo pack. Same with Perks of Being a Wallflower.
He's in Death Note, which is kind of fun.
I haven't seen that.
Other than that, there's not really know anything else that's that good, though. I've seen Bethany. She was in Annabelle 3. Other than that, I don't know.
Jack Black referred to this movie as Jumanji 4, citing Jumanji 1995, Zathura, A Space Adventure, and Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle.
I've heard Zathura, John Favreau movie, is actually like, it's like Space Jumanji. I've heard it's fun.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't, have you?
Oh my God.
It's good?
Yes.
Johnny Favs?
People are sleeping on Zathura.
I'll watch Zathura.
Yeah.
Who's in Zathura?
Twilight.
Kristen Stewart?
Kristen Stewart.
Or maybe if we do Kristen Stewart.
If we don't even have to. We'll just...
Did you want to just do Zathura?
No, Zathura's good.
Become a Zathura podcast?
Oh, yeah. We can talk Thura. During filming, Jack Black was running behind the scenes... Was running a behind-the-scenes vlog for his Jablinski Games YouTube channel.
Celebrities are becoming YouTubers. Will Smith, Jack Black.
The Rocks is more of a...
Promotional thing.
Production company thing. Yeah,
what's his production company called?
$7. Which you bet your ass when we get that tequila. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
We're taking a shot at the very beginning. We're going to take a shot at the 30-minute mark.
And a shot at the end.
I don't know. No, I don't think we need to do that. But we'll take one in the beginning and one after. Whatever movie we cover.
I'm hoping it lines up with Jungle Cruise.
Yeah. You would think his team is very smart. I would think they would... come out at the same time, or maybe the same time frame. I assume
let's take a day trip to Disney World and take shots on the actual Jungle Cruise.
While we talk about Jungle Cruise, the real world characters from the last film are all credited as young Spencer, young Bethany. Colin Hanks is credited as young Alex, even though he was older than his blah blah blah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
who's your favorite Jonas brother?
Oh, Nick.
He's the one in this, right?
Yeah.
What else has he been in that's good?
I don't know, but he's...
What's your favorite Jonas Brothers song?
Oh, Year 3000. 3000,
yes. Yeah. That's a good song.
Definitely. Yeah. The first time we see Bethany in the previous film, she's taking a selfie. In this film, the first time we see her, she's taking a photo, but not of herself.
Growth.
Character growth. I think The Rock came up with that.
Do you think he ad-libbed that?
I think him and Danny DeVito were writing.
You think they secretly ghost wrote this movie?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
You have a lot of controllers.
Three,
yeah.
From my friends. we got some...
I was looking for your friends.
Like Jumanji... Oh, this just says that they both came out next to Star Wars movies.
Would you want another Jumanji? Like, are you actively excited for Jumanji 4?
No.
Yeah, me neither. See, that's the
this
downfall.
This was an I'll take it. The first one was, yes, I do want more.
Well, the first one was a roller coaster because it was, this sounds like a stupid idea. This looks kind of fun. Right. Holy shit, this rules. I will definitely watch a sequel. Mm-hmm. Oh, the sequel looks kind of okay. Wow, the sequel.
No, we were hype. We saw Danny DeVito and The Rock. True. We were Aquafina, so hyped.
Yes,
but then the way that it just took.
I forgot it came out in theaters. Like, it just kind of like farted its way into theaters. Like I remember looking at Showtime.
Both directed by Jake Kasdan.
Yes.
So it's not like a
who is a taste. Comedy legend because he made Walk Hard.
It's not like a change in taste thing.
I don't know. It just feels like some of the magic. I feel like this is one of those ideas that you can't. It's the same. I feel like it's one of those ideas, much like, even though I think the sequel is much better than the sequel to Welcome to the Jungle. It's like the Lego movie. The first Lego movie, it's a masterpiece. It's an idea on paper. You're like, this is never going to work. Just like a Jumanji sequel with The Rock in it. You're like, this isn't going to work. It works. It works like gangbusters. You make a sequel. The Lego movie 2, which I think it's better than Jumanji The Next Level, but it's still.
I have something for you.
What?
The first one, this one's missing a writer.
Uh-oh.
The first one was also was co-written by Chris McKenna.
Not Chris McKay, Chris McKenna.
Chris McKenna, who also wrote...
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, shit.
And among so many other things. Lego Batman, I mean...
Do you think he's a missing ingredient?
I think that's a... You know what I mean?
Like, Lego Batman's a great movie.
Those Spider-Man movies are very fun.
They are very fun.
Far
From Home is better than this, even though it's a movie that I forget exists as well.
You know, I mean, maybe he's working on something else, but I think that's...
All right, let's get to the bare bones of this.
Sure.
Was The Rock good in this movie?
Oh, we're wrapping up already?
We're not wrapping up, but I mean...
Oh, okay. Oh, The Rock was amazing.
He's great.
It's The Rock playing Danny DeVito for 2 hours.
Huh?
It's awesome. It's
just
so good.
Just the every time you Jumanji?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so cool.
Do you think this movie's good for The Rock?
Ultimately, yeah.
It's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to see, they're going to remember why they love The Rock. He's had a rough time lately. Hobbs and Shaw wasn't as big of a hit as it could have been.
I don't know what movie you saw.
Well, I mean, it didn't make as much money as like a main Fast movie.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a side movie.
Yeah.
You don't expect
his past few movies. What movie did he have before that?
let's see. Let's check in with our boy Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
Because he had was it Skyscraper before that?
Hobbs and Shaw. Yes.
What was that? Was Hobbs and Shaw's only movie last year?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And Jumanji.
Oh, yes.
And Jew 2.
And Jew 2. This year, what's he got this year? He's got Jungle Cruise. I think that's it. Red Notice. Does Red Notice come out this year?
2020, Jungle Cruise. 2021,
Red Notice.
Okay. Black Adam.
Did you see? Oh.
Why? No, oh, okay. No. He can't do this.
Wait,
he
no.
Can't, okay. He can't get sucked into the DC universe.
No, I got
universe.
A lot of things to throw at you. One.
Okay.
One. Well, the thing... Well,
when you ask me that question, is this movie good for The Rock? I'm going to say no.
No, here's the thing. No, listen to me. Look at me. Shut your mouth. The past few DC movies, Joker aside, have been A, great. Mm-hmm. Aquaman rules. Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman rules. Shazam rules.
Okay.
They also made a lot of money, and they were well-received.
Okay.
I think... And Black Adam is a Shazam villain. And it's directed by the guy who made Jungle Cruise, which means they must have had a good relationship, who also made The Commuter, Nonstop, Orphan. Okay.
All right.
I think...
You're throwing a lot at me right now.
But, okay. We need to talk about something huge. Did you see the show that The Rock is producing?
Young Rock. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Holy shit.
A look at the formative years of superstar Dwayne The Rock Johnson as he grows up through
Sweet
his life.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah. That's coming in 20... actually, that just says in production. Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, he's attached to a sequel to that, which we'll see, you know.
I mean, in development, we got...
He's got a lot of movies on the docket.
Doc Savage, Alpha Squad 7, Untitled Dwayne Johnson Action Comedy, San Andreas 2,
Jesus Christ.
Which is not the Untitled Action Comedy.
You know who wants to make Doc Savage?
Who's that?
Our boy Shane Black.
Oh, okay. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Smashing Machine. I don't even know. The story of mixed martial arts and UFC champion Mark Kerr. Oh, it's probably some kind of documentary. Young Rock.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most exciting
thing. That should be like an HBO show.
Jesus Christ, I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Chris Rock's, like, Everybody Hates Chris.
Exactly. Like
The Rock, you know?
Or Little Bill.
We shouldn't talk about Little Bill. We should.
Well, he was fine when he was little, right?
I hope so.
We should probably go back and watch those episodes, see if there's any
Jesus Christ
signs.
I don't know. I was gonna make a joke. I don't even want to make a joke.
I'm just gonna slip this pill in my mom's drink.
Oh, we just got canceled.
No, we didn't. He did it.
Could you smell what The Rock was cooking?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was cooking. He was sizzling up a storm. He was cooking up food everywhere.
If he wasn't in this movie, I wouldn't have seen it.
I would say for just a movie. Let's see what I gave this. I gave it 3 stars. Middle of the road.
I think I gave it 2, 2.5.
Yeah. I mean, for context, the first one I gave.
I think I gave 3 or 4.
I think I gave
3.5 or 4.
But yeah, this one's middle of the road. The thing that really makes it is Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Yeah, and Danny DeVito and Danny Glover.
Yeah.
The two Dannys.
The kids are kind of secondary in this one.
They're whatever, you know. Who cares about the kids? I don't watch this movie for the
kids. But then there's also some internal conflict with Spencer. Because he goes into the game, but he ends up being...
Awkwafina.
First, yeah.
And then he's The Rock. And
which is, Awkwafina is basically the same person he is in real life. So he has this internal struggle of like, I came in here to be better and I'm just the same.
He's just a lock picker, a thief, a coward.
Yeah.
So this movie, what else is there to say? It came out in theaters.
We saw it.
We saw it together. We've seen a lot of movies together.
Last new movie on the main feed.
It is. Next up is Bad Boys for Life, which...
Patreon exclusive.
You just wait.
Oh, we're going to get... I think we're going to fight a little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
I don't understand why.
I'm going to save it. But I'm just going to say you like the movie a little more than I think you should. So
you gave it 4 stars.
Me?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. No, but it's not 5. It's not five.
Why don't they give Bad Boys 2 4.5?
I don't know why.
The only Michael Bay movie I give 5 is The Rock.
The
Rock fucking rules.
Yeah, it does. Remember we watched it?
We did.
Yeah.
If we ever do Nick Cage.
But, so, okay, we'll save it.
Or Sean Cash. So, I just want to do a little, because we're in Oscar season right now.
Sure.
And I love being salty about the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate Joker.
Oh, right.
I fucking hate it. I hate the fact that it has the most nominations out of any movie. I think it's a disgrace on society as a whole. Your dog agrees.
I know. She's...
It's our third co-host, Lacey. Or you can bleep that out if you don't want to know your dog's name.
No, it's all right.
They're going to steal our social security number.
I told you we were on borrowed time.
It's okay. Real quick.
Wait.
Do we want to end the episode at 30 minutes? Let's get back in the zone. Auto zone. So the Oscars.
Yep.
Salty. Joker. Disgrace on humanity. The fact that it made $1 billion. Disgrace on us as humanity. The fact that it has 11 Oscar nominations. Disgrace on us. It's disgrace on the Academy, first of all.
I think we're done, right? Like, we're done.
We just cancel the Oscars.
We're pretty much done with them at this point.
Speaking of which, I've been catching up on Oscar movies. You know, I watched The Marriage Story the other night. The movie you hold in high regard.
Yeah.
It's a great motion picture.
I loved it.
Made me cry like a baby a couple times.
I really liked it a lot.
I saw last night, I saw The Little Women. It's called Women, but...
Both Laura Dern...
Vehicles. Oh, both. She's in both. She plays opposite characters in both. In Marriage Story, she's kind of a monster. In Little Women, she might be the nicest person I've ever met in my life. So, Little Women, a very delightful movie. Very nice. That really might be all I got for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Although I will say this. I will say this. I've been laying this down. I said this in August. People made fun of me. I'm sticking to it. Once mm-hmm. upon a time in Hollywood's going to win Best Picture.
What?
I made a deal in the Discord that if it wins, everyone owes me $1. Do you want in on that?
I do.
You want in on that?
I do.
Yeah.
So yeah. Everyone owes me $1 too?
No, they owe.
Oh.
I'll give you $1.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. But yeah.
You give me $1.
No, I don't want in on that.
Why?
I'm not going to give you $1.
That's part of the deal.
No, you give me $1.
Fucking coward. No, if it wins, I'm saying it's going to win.
Yeah.
If it wins, I get $1. If you win, you get $1.
Oh, so we're just betting each other.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, also, I said I've told everybody I've met, like, if it wins.
I'm not in the Discord chat, so.
No, I know, but. But yeah, I think it's going to win Best Picture. I know it's heating up. Well, I also saw Parasite.
Great movie. That could do it.
It has a lot of heat.
That? Everyone owes, you owe everyone else $1.
That's a lot of dollars.
Yeah, right?
It's a lot of dollars.
Gotta get all their cash apps.
And there's 1917. Yeah.
That's not going to win Best Picture.
I don't know.
That's going to do like a cinematography.
Oh, it's definitely going to win cinematography.
One shot with the running and the.
Yeah, I mean, the whole movie is one shot.
What?
The whole movie is one shot.
What are you saying?
The movie, it's made to look like one single take.
Oh, I've seen that bullshit before. Yeah, they're lying. Well,
I still need to see it. I'll be the judge.
They filmed it all in two hours?
Well, there's obviously cuts, but it's maneuvered
they did it all,
together.
It's like a play.
Have you seen Birdman? That bullshit.
I haven't seen
Birdman's a bad movie, but.
Oh, wow. The return of Michael Keaton?
He's good in it. I would have been happy.
The McKeaton-sons?
I would have been happy if he had won an Oscar for Birdman. I would have been happy.
What did he win for?
He hasn't won for anything.
No, but what was that year that he came back? People were...
Well, he won... It was Birdman, and the next year Spotlight won.
Spotlight, that's what it was.
And that's the one where there's the gif of him going, fuck yeah.
Yep, yeah.
Which, hey, look at me, motherfucker. I predicted that Spotlight was going to win. I predicted that...
That was years ago. You think I remember?
Look at me.
You think I remember what happened years ago?
I predicted Moonlight was going to win.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Actually, you did. I did. So I'm mad at you for that.
2017. I might have gotten 2017 wrong. What did I think was going to win? I don't remember. I don't think I guessed Shape of Water. Maybe I did.
Oh, Shape of Water is so good.
It is a good movie. Maybe I did. What did I think was going to win last year? Okay, last year... Last year was one of those years where I knew Green Book was probably going to win, but I put all my bets on Roma because who wants to accept the fact that Green Book's going to win an Oscar?
Roma should have won.
Roma would have been a great best
picture
winner.
But, like, we're done with the Academy, right? They didn't... Like, they're obviously doing this... They're making all these nominations and everything in a bubble, in a vacuum.
But they nominated...
They're not listening to anybody.
They nominated Black Panther last year. That was cool.
But now, maybe that wasn't even genuine, now that we think about it.
Well, what scares me is I feel like they actually think Joker's good. It scares me.
God. Yeah, right. I don't know.
I just wanted to talk about the Oscars a little bit, because the episode was running short. And
sure.
Marriage Story is a great movie, the Oscars. The Oscars, they're a bunch of cowards, because they didn't nominate Uncut Gems for anything.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Sandman's Oscar? Huh? Where's his nomination? Adam Sandler in 1 second of Uncut Gems.
He deserves it so much more than Joaquin Phoenix.
He's better in one brief second that you could splice from any moment of Uncut Gems than he is in the entirety of... Than Joaquin Phoenix is in the entirety of...
And we're not even talking Click. I mean...
He's great in Click.
Yeah.
Click is a great movie.
Click, the only
part
Gilmore.
I would cut out of Click is when he farts in David Hasselhoff's face. I don't think you need
that. Yeah, 100%. We can cut that out. That's probably the scene that didn't get him the Oscar that year.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. But we did get David Hasselhoff saying, this tastes like shit.
That is true.
Which is hilarious.
That is funny.
And he says, did you put shit in my in my lunch? See, it's funny.
It is funny. Click a movie that makes me cry.
Yeah, we can probably get rid of Grown Ups and Grown Ups too, though.
Yeah. Well, he had a bad stretch there.
Yeah.
Which I feel like he even said, if Uncut Gems doesn't get an Oscar nomination, I'm going to make the shittiest movie I can possibly make.
Come on. Is this what they want? Do they want that?
God damn it. That poor man, you know.
But we're coming back on the Sandman. The Sandman's coming back.
Yeah, we'll see. His next movie is called like Herbie's Murder. No, Hubie's Halloween.
What if? Okay, so Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Has had a storied career so far.
A long career.
But what if in his later years, he just does these dramas? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like he just turns into very serious Adam Sandler.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis?
No, not that far. But like, you know, like he actually like goes at his roles in another direction, takes more serious projects.
I don't know.
It was funny because he was young and everything like that. Now he's old and
yeah, it's not as funny.
Old people aren't funny.
Kind of, what was the last good comedy?
They're just sad.
Funny people, maybe, but that was even more of an
introspective. They don't know how to drive. They're slow.
Yeah. Jack and Jill, which
Jack and Jill might be the last funny movie he's made. Only because of the Al Pacino.
I'm telling you, every time I see a bad movie, I think back to Jack and Jill and think
the Dunkachino.
Jack and Jill might have been kind of funny. Oh, Jesus Christ. What am I saying? But no, and then the other big one, no Jennifer Lopez.
Well, I haven't seen Hustlers yet.
She's fucking incredible.
I think I'm going to rent it, though.
You should. It's a great movie. Jennifer Lopez, amazing. I wouldn't call her an amazing actress because I feel like she's been bad in a lot of movies. But
yeah, but she could have at least won
the Golden Globe. But the Academy has nothing to do with
it. No. I mean, They could have put it up for an award that would give her some sort of producing. You know,
I don't think she produced it though.
You told me she did.
I don't know if she did. She might have.
You lied to me.
I might have lied to you.
Because we were talking right here, you and we were talking.
And then your favorite movie of the year, The Irishman, that's up for Best Picture.
This is how I know the Oscars are dead, is because they put The Irishman, that piece of shit, three-hour Martin Scorsese jerk-off fest, up for...
Oh, you mean The Irishman or Joker? Because that's what Joker is.
A Martin Scorsese jerk-off fest?
Literally, it's like someone watched Taxi Driver, and they're like, I can do that. They drink that's some, they
Martin drink Scorsese some. Also watched Taxi Driver and said, I think I can do this.
God. I want you to watch Joker just so we can just trash it together.
Yeah, no, I can do that.
Although, if you like it, I'll cut the podcast.
Probably, I don't know. So we'll just be done with it?
Yeah. I don't know. What else is there?
Jumanji 2.
Jumanji 3.
Listen, I don't... Well, okay, you know what? No, Jumanji 4. Because
we're going Jack Black.
If Jack Black says this, if Jack Black says it's Jumanji 4, I'm in. Because Zathura is great. Everyone should watch Zathura.
I'll watch Zathura someday.
Yeah. No, it's Jon Favreau. I mean, he's one of the greatest directors we have right now, so...
Oh, yeah, he's made some good movies.
It's his Iron Man before Iron Man. He made it before Iron Man, so...
He made Elf before Iron Man.
There you go.
He made Chef after Iron Man.
Yeah.
Chef's a good movie.
Post-Iron.
He made Lion King last year.
Yeah, so maybe the Favasance is over.
And he had The Mandalorian, which he is his baby. He showruns The Mandalorian, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's it, though, right?
I'd rather watch The Lion King again than Joker, though.
We liked it. Middle of the road movie.
Better than Joker.
If you're going to watch Jumanji 1, you might as well watch Jumanji 2.
And then don't watch Jumanji 3.
What?
Because it's Jumanji 3.
No, stop. Stop. Wait, Jack Black rules. You're right. If you're going to watch Jumanji 3, you might as well watch Jumanji 4.
Or just watch Welcome to the Jungle.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to watch Welcome to the Jungle...
I don't know, I'm tired.
I know, you just got out of work.
My brain...
If you're going to watch Welcome to the Jungle, you might as well just keep going and watch this one.
Might as well... If you're going to watch Joker, you might as well fucking eat sleeping pills.
Jesus. So. All right, I guess that's where we're going to end this. All right. See you next time when we cover Bad Boys. We start our Vin Diesel.
The Iron Gigante.
Yes. Starts his career in voice acting.
It is.
Which he still does today.
Superman.
Yep. And then, you know, subscribe to Patreon. Patreon.com/notnewmovie.
So you can get that Bad Boys for Life episode.
That's right. And then whatever we see after that. Probably just, cats, right?
Jesus Christ. I just farted like...